Track 8, Letters to the Editor. The first letter comes from Kathy Slaughter via email. Energy security. Why do people say that the UK can secure its energy future simply by extracting more oil and gas from the North Sea? It sounds reassuring, but it doesn't stand up to scrutiny. North Sea production has been in long-term decline for 2 decades, and even if we process every remaining barrel ourselves, it would still fall far short of meeting the UK's needs. We now consume roughly twice as much oil as we produce, and the gap is widening as fields dwindle. Gas is even worse. This means that drilling more cannot deliver energy security. The UK is tied to global oil and gas markets, where prices are set internationally. Whether a molecule is produced in Aberdeen or Abu Dhabi, we pay the world price. That is why bills soared after Russia's invasion of Ukraine and are going up again now, despite continuing North Sea output. Real energy security comes from reducing our dependence on these volatile global markets. Better insulated homes cut gas demand immediately. Heat pumps reduced it permanently. Electric vehicles slash our reliance on imported oil. And every new wind farm or solar array displaces gas from the power system, lowering both emissions and exposure to global shocks. Decarbonisation is therefore not a cost to energy security, but its foundation. By using less oil and gas, we import less, spend less, and are less vulnerable to international crises. If we want stable bills, warmer homes, and safer climate, the solutions are the same. It is time we treated them as one agenda, not two.
And now a very short letter written by Lester May and entitled "The Problem with Political Jokes." Green, a joke party, but not as funny as the Monsterovian loony party. Even that wing commander on his bicycle was more green than Polensky. What a mess when our politics comes to this. And that concludes the letters to the editor.